This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Will all of the rushed and late hours work in the House of Representatives this week actually produce a Republican health care program that gets the GOP out of its bind? Obamacare is out. The replacement is well short of a check in the mail to the American people at this point. Well, it is the states who have the most to lose. The mostly GOP governors who rallied constituents with their discontent over Obamacare to help elect Donald Trump on the promise of a repeal. Implicit in that promise is a workable replacement that states can actually sell to their constituents. The state of Arkansas, under Obamacare, expanded Medicaid, supplemented it with a package of programs called Arkansas Works, and got more than 300,000 low-income people covered in the state. Arkansas's governor, Asa Hutchinson, is way out on a limb then, a critic of Obamacare. He has also a lot to lose if the replacement plan makes his job harder. So far, the House health care plan, with its sharply reduced federal support and sketchy or non-existent cost numbers, should look pretty alarming from his viewpoint. Let's find out. Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, welcome to The Takeaway.
John, it is great to be with you.
So what do you make of the Ryan Care language and the battle that's going on in Congress right now? You know, you're going to have to deal with it.
Right. And the main thing is what's being proposed on the House side should not be the final product. I don't expect it to be. It's important that it's not. It's not sufficient in terms of the flexibility of the states, but also in terms of reform. And it's a cost shifting to the states. And so I understand where they're coming from. They've got to get something out to start the debate, but it should not be the end product.
And the key objection that you have, it relates to, you know, this looks like it would roll back your success in Arkansas on Medicaid expansion.
Well, it would put it at risk. And it would shift the cost burden to the state. So if we wanted to maintain the status quo and our coverage of those on the Medicaid expansion, then we're going to have to pick up a much larger cost of the program. And that's something that the states probably cannot afford. Arkansas probably cannot afford. And therefore, it would result in a reduced level of coverage for those on the current program. It would shift them into the marketplace, which will be the tax credit subsidy arena. And those under the House plan are really not large enough, sufficient enough to provide the kind of coverage that they can afford, because they would have to supplement it. And so there would be a significant number that would not have health care under that proposal, or there would have to be some other means of coverage or making sure that there was a safety net for them.
Now, it seems as though your relationship with the president is pretty good, and that the president is someone who really thinks that states ought to have the kind of flexibility and leadership that you've been able to show by using block grants and federal money and putting it together to make a healthcare program that really accentuates what Obamacare was. Now, you may have objections with Obamacare, but are you going to lose that flexibility under this Republican plan?
Well, we don't have the flexibility that we need right now, and that's the problem. And let me emphasize that there needs to be a change. The current program is not working the way it should. We've been denied the flexibility that we want for a more stringent work requirement, worker training for those on the Medicaid expansion. We've been denied the flexibility to manage the numbers. We're mandated to cover up to 138% of the federal poverty level. We'd like to reduce that to 100% to help the states on the cost side of it. And so we've been denied the flexibility, and I've always been opposed to some of the mandate provisions in the Affordable Care Act. So I fully support repealing the Affordable Care Act. The debate has to be around on what is the right replacement of it and reform.
The president seems to think that everyone will be covered under whatever plan comes out of the House and Senate. That sounds like a mandate to me. And do you think tax incentives can give you full coverage? Do you want full coverage in Arkansas?
We need to learn more about that. Yes, because right now, in terms of Arkansas, I've asked for a waiver from the Trump administration so that we can reduce those on the expansion program from 138% to 100% of the federal poverty level. It just helps us to manage the cost and they would then be referred on to the exchange, and that would be about 60,000 Arkansans. And so if they reduce the reimbursements and the subsidy from the exchange, the individual marketplace, and you don't have a mandate, then many of these will not be covered. And they're going to go into the uncompensated pool. They'll be showing up at the emergency rooms. And so we're going to make sure that whenever they move up that economic ladder, that they have an incentive to do it. It's not a disincentive. Say, man, if I get more money, I'm going to lose my health care. That's not the intent. Nobody wants that to happen. And so getting the subsidy right, the tax credit right, is a critically important part of it. I do hope that that debate continues. Let me emphasize one other thing, if I might. One part of it is the cost savings. The federal government can't afford this program over the long haul, and the states can't unless it is reformed. And so we want to share in that, but we don't want to cut back those that are covered. We just want to make sure that we can all afford it, and the states need to share in the cost savings, and we're willing to do that, but we just can't lose the federal participation in it.
The fact that we've gone into this without the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, costing out each of the plans, and particularly this plan, how could the American people believe that whatever comes out of the Senate is going to get control of costs?
Well, we all want to have CBO numbers come out. We're anxious for it. I'm not sure what they will show. I hope that it shows a cost savings, but it's going to be instructive because I suspect that even though reducing some of the Medicaid expansion part of it will save money, you're also reducing the revenue stream that's going to cost money on that side. So the end very well could be a negative impact on the budget. But that will be very instructive. And if it comes back as not helping on the cash flow of the federal government, then that's a good reason to say, let's take another look at it as well.
You know, I'm reading between the lines here, Governor. You've been a good, loyal Republican through all of this and through the entire 2016 election where there was so much turmoil. I get the sense that you feel as though one way or another you're going to get handed something that you're going to have a difficult time explaining to the constituents of Arkansas.
Very well could be the result. But the worst thing to have to explain the constituents is that when President Trump was elected and he carried Arkansas by 60% of the vote, and they all expect the Affordable Care Act to be repealed and replaced, and that has to be accomplished. I would not want to go back and explain that we're going to continue down the same path. That's not working. And let me emphasize, we don't have a program right now that's working well, that is affordable over the long term, federal government and state government. So it has to be changed, but we have to get it right. The debate has to be about the replacement, and we have to continue the federal participation so that the states can help bend the cost curve, reduce the growth of this, partner in the reform, make it more accessible to people, and put more stringent work requirements in there. That's what the states need, and that's what I hope I'll be able to talk about next year.
Republican Governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, thank you so much, sir.
Great to be with you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.